We'll be right back. Our computer is putting us live. Sorry.
Come on!
We've come close to empty, but grace filled the space. Held on to hope in the hardest place. Been through the fire, but never got burned. These trials just showed us how much we've learned. We're still standing, we're still breathing. Still got joy and we're still believing. We come through storms, but never alone.
Still. Hosanna the Movie soundtrack. Now available where digital music is sold.
And the people cry, Hosanna. Worship the Hosanna.
Looking for endless entertainment? Discover Beacon 333 Networks. Stream BTV and Kashmir TV not only on your computer and mobile devices, but also 24/7 on Roku. That's right. Enjoy your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Bring the best of Beacon 333 Networks family and faith television into your home now on Roku.
Everyone, it's Nat Sunday when we're doing this.
Yes, hello everyone.
Welcome to the Cares of House. I'm Darnell,
and I'm Angela.
And we are here on this special for those on Kashmir. You know, you're seeing it the day after we did this. We're actually really live, so
live and in living color.
So we are. I was just telling her, it's amazing. We forgot what it's like to be live because we're not. You know, we do go live every once in a while. But we're here for one special occasion, and many people are just finding out.
This is our special presentation, our listening party for our Nine Gifts. Woo, yes.
She's doing the jazz hands. She got a graphic. Up, so
right.
I'm going to bring it back so she can do her jazz hands. There we go.
As our demo compilation, we have... This music's been in the works for a very long time, and so we are releasing the demo music first in order, and then we will be, hopefully, prayerfully, the movie will be next. And this will help generate buzz, first of all, and it helps generate income, first of all, and second of all, in order for us to bring forth the project Nine Gifts, and it will be considered a feature film. If you just listened before you got on, you saw us coming, you know, our thing we had, and it was Hosanna, the movie. That was a blessed project, and we are so excited. And we were just discussing, be prepared, it may be coming back.
Yes, we are talking about it because, you know, it's been a while since we did it. And I want people to experience that again. And also, you know, there's so many layers happening, even with Hosanna. You know, however, Nine Gifts, it's been sitting for 25 years. And I see some people, I see Nicole, your cousin. Hi. Nicole is on. Hi, and she actually, in the original attempt at doing it, she was actually in it. She played Tara in the original attempt to get it going.
Yes.
So I'm glad to see she's on.
Yes.
So we have one of the original cast members. So if you've seen the we released that to the public. We have a whole 30-minute reel of the entire which includes the original cast when we tried to do it, and we just things didn't line up. But
I'm gonna say try to do
we
it.
We did do it. It just we didn't finish it.
Well,
we had a hard time.
Geez, honey.
Well, I'm just being honest. We had a hard time. Okay,
Don't be honest.
We had a hard time just.
Sometimes it takes time for things to come into works, and we probably it wasn't the time of season.
Right.
But maybe now it's time of season, and so we are excited that we are able to even just be able to present to you this compilation CD. Well, not CD, but compilation music. You can see it on, you can hear it right now. You can go right now. You can go right now on Spotify, and you can go right now on Apple Music. And I believe...
Tidal, Amazon. Every digital store on earth. The album for those of us here in the United States, we got it today. on our today, but other parts of the world, they got it yesterday. They were able to, you know, if we would have had a lot more, I mean, I ain't gonna say that. It was announced, a lot of people started seeing it in their feeds in other countries yesterday, and many of the stores were in. We are in a lot of stores.
I never heard.
When they showed me the list, I was like, okay, I never heard of any of these stores.
Yes.
So we have a good distribution group that, I'm amazed, this project.
And let you guys know, lyrics were written by me. Yep. Nine Gifts Movie was written also by me. And he also has a couple of ones
songs
on there. And then he wrote on there too.
90% of the lyrics are written by her.
Okay? Yes. So when you listen to it, so what is Nine Gifts? Nine Gifts is actually going to be considered to be a inspirational fantasy movie, because it's going to have a lot of sci-fi or fantasy things in it. And it's also, look, I am the helpless romantic. So I love romance dramas and romantic movies. And so my core was always the Hallmark Channel movies and things like that. I love the meet greet. I love all that. So when I wrote it, it's not a really a romantic story. However, there is going to be some romantic elements in it, but mostly is about a young man who has found that, now he didn't find out, he kind of just already knows by the time he get into the movie, he's already known that he has the ability to see certain things in the spirit. And so that's kind of why we call it Nine Gifts, because he incorporates the essence of all nine gifts. Now we know it's fictional. Okay, don't think, what are they saying? Are they being blasphemy? No, it's fictional. And it's just incorporating the elements of the fantasy and the spiritual realm world. So that's what Nine Gifts is. And that's the reason why we call it Nine Gifts. And when you listen to the music, you'll find the elements of love in the music and inspiration in the music. And that's kind of incorporating a love for the Lord. And so, and it's not necessarily a religious CD or religious compilation, but however, it's a very inspirational and inspiring compilation. And we are so excited to be able to bring this to you.
And as you see on the bottom, these are actual storyboards that have been developed. I think we have like 200 pages of story, 100 and some pages of the storyboard.
He took him almost a month
and a half to storyboard
the whole story. So he storyboarded the whole story. He actually also went through there and
cleaned it up.
I don't call it copyright or editor.
I did the editing
of the story, making sure everything's lined up, making sure everything is formatted, making sure it makes sense. And so he went in there and did that. He has been working hard. We have been the editors. I was the writer. He's the editor, producer, executive producer. He has been working hard getting this out. And again, Double Grace is in there. And that's kind of where we are. We're walking in. We've just prayerfully been walking in our Double Grace. Do you want to play some of that, honey?
I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to play. I think I'm going to play this one, this version. Let's see if our server in the basement is going to play. Let's see here. There we go.
So we're not going to talk through it unless we're going to stop, but just listen to it. It's just a beautiful song. And this is also Double Grace, one of the ideas as our turn.
Buried by my yesterday. Chained to my failures. Couldn't find. But your mercy found me, love broke the storm, now I stand redeemed, I'm finally home. Every tear you turned to joy, every test became your glory story, your cross opened wide my destiny. Every
right, there we go.
Yes, Double Grace, New Beginnings. If you don't know, Grace 5 means grace, Double Grace means 55, and well, double 5, 55. And this is the year of our 55th. So that's the reason why we had this one, Double Grace, New Beginnings. It is our time. It is our season. So that's the reason why when we did this one, this is the reason why we have it as Double Grace, New Beginnings.
Yeah, we literally, that one, that's one of, I think, two on here that we literally just wrote.
Yes.
I mean, we...
And it's something, yeah, we kind of wrote it 20 years ago.
I mean, it is, well, I forgot what made us, there's a couple on here that
Through inspiration.
And my favorite one. I'm gonna now this one here is not new. Now you may see some things on here on our screen, which is different than what's in the store, by the way, because this is actually our own private media server. So we have, you know, it may show you say 30, but it's not 30 tracks on here, by the way. Some of these things I didn't approve. I was like, that doesn't need to be on the out on the final.
I believe it's is it 14, Bay? I don't know.
On here?
No, I mean on the compilations itself.
It's 28. Well, it's 28 because we have a couple of versions of 9 on here.
I don't think it was to all 28 were on there.
No, I took out.
That's what I was saying. I was just asking on the demo compilation they're going to be receiving. It's going to be how many on
28.
There? Oh, dang, that's a lot.
Yeah, because there's some songs that are actually been released already. It's on the Garrison House, and we put it on here on there. Isn't that as well? You know, Hosanna has, I think, 32 or 33. So.
Yeah.
So
what it is that there's multiple versions of the song, right, and how the instrumental
arrangements.
Thank you. Rock arrangements of the song. So that's kind of what it
is. And the reason for that is some people may like, let's see, I'm going to play Miracles. I think this is the one. There's a different version of Miracles. I'm going to play a few.
The first one.
Okay. This one she likes. Now this is the gospel version. Let you get the idea. Oh.
The miraculous is manifested every day. No man can deliver you from your pain. There is no richness to be gained. Miracles are open to you and I. Don't you want to receive your miracle today?
Miracles are here.
That's,
so you can see, because you see how it is. Yep, it was written by me. I keep saying that just so you guys know, because, you know, what's wrong with boasting about yourself? You know, this is the reason why we're here. And we just hopefully, as you listening on a listening party, you go to the platforms, Apple Music. Is it Apple Music,
everybody,
baby? Any platform? Or how would they be able to
search?
How would they be able to buy it? How would they be able to put
Nine Gifts? You can just type in Nine Gifts and it will take you there. Let me do a quick sample here. I'll go into my famous, let's do iTunes. This is how easy it is. If my keyboard was on. There we go, iTunes Store. And then you're going to do your search and you're gonna type in Nine Gifts. Just hit enter. And then you'll see it, you'll see a whole different versions. So what I do is I type on the first album song here, it takes you to the page. And then you can pick, you know, if you want a preview, of course, you know, iTunes, you just.
Running through my head. Your love keeps breaking every chain instead. Try to escape, but your mercy pulls me through.
Now, this is the actual title track of Nine. I don't see the one that we.
Nope. The R&B one that you like?
I could never believe that you have chosen me. I could never understand.
She listens to this one a lot.
My representative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one version, the other version.
And you entrusted in me. Tempted by grace, five. Behold the precious God, one. For new beginnings, eight, blessed with gifts, nine
gifts, knowledge of man, six, wisdom of Trinity, three, start to the end of completion, seven, behold the victory, ten, blessed with gifts, nine gifts.
And that was the one that was one of the earlier versions of it.
Yep, and just hope you can, you know, of course, you can buy each the track that you want, or
just buy the whole
thing.
Because by the time you spend, the way the pricing is on here, this is just buy the whole album.
We appreciate it. As I say, it just helps us to advance our more projects that we have coming out. So it just helps us grow. That's the reason why we're doing it. And this is the reason why we're here. So let's go.
And then here's another quick one. I'm going to go through these. Ones that are not actually part of the soundtrack score, they will be in it. We just don't know where we're going to place them in the movie, but we're going to go over some of the ones that people may not have heard. We're going to just play it straight from iTunes because you see the whole list. So we're going to pick, let's do Kingdom Family, which is a new one that was just done.
His unending grace. He's the rhythm in our heartbeat, the fire in our song.
We are.
And that's Kingdom Family.
Yes.
That's a fun, a little fun.
That's actually pretty good. And yeah. I did not write that one, but that was actually pretty good. There you go. We are Kingdom Family. We are family here. So that's the reason why you're going to help support us, right?
Yeah, that's
we are family. We don't want you to be family. The family usually don't support.
Family supports.
Family does support. Forgive me. Yes, but we are so excited.
We had to drive all the way from New York to support our movie.
Yes, so, yes. That's pretty good. That was actually really
good. That was one of my fun ones I wrote. Some of these things I woke up with an idea.
Yes.
And so we're going to do the next
one. That's how music starts. It starts with an idea. It stops with a thought.
Creativity. We have a lot of tools to help you make those ideas reality. Here's my other one that's on the album, track 26.
Thankful for grace. What seems so little is more than enough. Gratitude fills me. My cup runs over with love.
Before we came live.
Gratitude and overflow, we just listened to.
You're right, gratitude and overflow.
Blessings.
Gratitude and overflow. I don't know what I'm
saying. And we're going to play one of her other ones. Let's go to more of the love songs. Do you want to do it from here or do you want to pull it from our server?
It doesn't matter.
Because that can be as long here. I guess we do love needed here. We'll do it from here because we can pull it from our own server. It's great having your own.
And if you want to listen to the whole thing, you just go
on over there because you know, we gave you enough of the whole thing. So we're going to go through some of the songs. Now we want to go some more of the love needed, and we're going to do that little piece, the preview. Give me one more chance. These are more of the inspirational songs, I guess we can say.
Right.
Again, it's a powerful project. I'm very happy for it. And like I said, the whole purpose behind it is, and I have a lot of people who are encouraging us to do this. So, you know, one person say, hey, look, you want to do your movie, step out, get this out and let this be the investment. So by purchasing it, you're investing into the movie, and we are going to use the money for the movie. So we're not going to say, well, we're going to use 10% of what we make for the movie. No, we're using it for the movie. I'm going to put it out there. 100,000 units sold, I'll be able to bring in the production company, the production team I want to bring in, because there'll be enough money to pay them.
100,000 units.
Yeah, that's that right there. I can bring now.
All right, all you prayer warriors out there.
Well, you know, even though I believe their family member is on, it's the Dad production group out of Pennsylvania. That's why I want to bring in. They're very, very good at doing their productions. That's.
But sometimes, if you don't have
If we can't get that, we'll have to put our own team together. But that's the team I want to bring in. That's the dream team. But let's go into Love Needed. And we're going to make this happen.
Love Needed. Unspoken.
Love Needed. I think yes. that's, you said that's pop, that's rock, pop rock.
Yes. It's like, well, I can't even think of it, but now, but anyway, yeah. I see my sister Sharon. Thank you. Hi. Marshall.
I don't see him on my, now Marshall is my, one of my cheerleaders telling me to get this going. So I'm glad to see Marshall's on. He's the one who's been talking to me a lot about the process. So I'm gonna give honor and shout out to Marshall. Marshall is the one who's basically doing a lot of the encouraging to really, you know, talk to him some more today. And he's really helping me push it forward. So I can't say enough. Thank you again, Marshall. I didn't tell you that there, but I'll tell it publicly. Thank you, because you've really helped us. You encouraged us to really move forward and do it on our own.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Thanks.
So here we go. We're going to do another one that's, you know, I think we're going to do Give Me One More Chance, or do you want to do The Best That's Yet To Come?
Let's do Solomon's Heart, because I posted that on Facebook, Solomon's Heart, the lyrics.
Now, I think we need to play that. We need to play that all the way. So as you can see, we flip from them back to our system. I want you to feel the whole thing. So we're gonna play Solomon's Heart. Solomon's Heart is a very powerful.
If you don't know what Solomon, the Book of Solomon, is a love book.
Yes. And here it is, Solomon's Heart, right here on Here's Some House Podcast.
Set me as a seal unto your heart. Many waters cannot quench my love for you, nor a flood drown it away.
I place unto you a golden seal, a mark of our true covenant. I give to you my heart, for whom my heart loves.
Ignite me, my Lord, let the fire of your love set my spirit aflame, and let it shine like a burning sun upon the darkness of my
Let the fire. from one another, but let us walk together as one. Depart from one another, but let us walk together as one.
Yes.
Oh, I love that ending. Oh, let us not depart, but let us walk together as one. Set me as a seal upon thy heart,
O Lord. Woo. And it's so interesting when we start hearing everything come together, she's like, I wrote that. It's like, yes, you wrote that.
I was supposed to be all up in that spirit.
I was like, yes, you wrote that. And that's one of the songs, to be honest, that song there, it really hits.
Mm-hmm.
It hits in ways that, you know, you really, it's hard. It really hits.
Let's do Psalms 27. I'll do that one.
And we'll do the preview.
The
only reason I did Solomon's Heart is because it's so it's powerful. So we're gonna let you hear a little bit of Psalms 27.
Guide me when my mother shall forsake me. You should hide me in that secret place, your pavilion. Shall you hide me when my father shall forsake me? You should hide. Shall you hide me? Ooh. Watch over those I love. Take care of those I love. Protect them from evil. And let them know how much you are there.
Psalms 27. And we know that scripture. So yes, shall you hide me in your secret place of your tabernacle? Shall you hide me?
Yeah,
you are my light and my salvation.
Yes.
Whom shall I fear? So that's the reason why I shall you hide me. I think there's extra scripture that tells you about that too. But anyway, that's kind of where it comes. Psalms 27.
Yeah, I'm trying to think which one we did. You heard We're Still Standing. That one, we're not going to play that one because we played that one.
technically, we play where, if you watch us, you know, on our, when we play it back, when we do our editing on it, we always end with "We're Still Standing."
Yes, I know.
So
yeah.
you already know that one.
Actually, that's cool. Let's listen to the preview on that.
"We're Still Standing."
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Some people may not came in the beginning.
We've come close to empty, but grace filled the space. Held on to hope in the hardest place. Been through the fire, but never got burned. His trial just showed us how much we've learned. We're still standing, we're still breathing, still got.
Talking about somebody, especially, it's like you're on a battlefield. You're down to your last breath. But however,
we're still
standing. We're still breathing.
I think we both.
And we're going to get joy and victory out of it. Yes.
Yeah, I think we both put that one together.
Yes.
These are anthems that I've been listening to.
Anthems.
Now, "We're Still Standing," buy it from here, from this compilation. We know it's on the Garrison House one, but support it here because you get this entire album.
Yes.
This is our major.
Yes.
All amazing. I can say is, and then my other favorite one, we're going to do a little bit of this one here.
"Born to Praise."
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of that.
Yes, refuse to be broken by this world. I mean, you have to say, "I was born to be give praise. It's amazing. That's a good song. That's another good anthem.
Now that one, how did I write that one? It's a song that I listened to, and they had something there. And I was like, I'm gonna rework the words. And then I kept building it. And it's one of those days where, you know, I disappear for a couple hours. And I wrote this in the car.
Yes.
I wrote this driving, and the lyrics, everything was just, it was just pouring into me, the whole lyrics. Everything he heard there was just coming in. I didn't understand it. I was like, okay, well, you know, I have envisioned underneath this here particular instrumental. But then when I was like, whoa, hold up. It's another anthem. That's one of my anthems I've listened to. In fact, that's the music video I'm working on right now. So right. I'm actually working on the video. I had hoped to have it done. I wish I can show a piece of it now, but we're currently rendering.
That's kind of interesting because, Sharon, that's because the album is so good that all of them was our favorite. So go on in there. If you watching us, if you're replaying us, go on in there and go ahead and support. This is on iTunes, $14.99. You guys spend $15 alone on a burger and fries.
And that's for one sandwich.
And if you try to add the child in there, you're looking at 25.
No, you're looking at about
55. So why not just spend an extra little $15 and help support your brother and sister in the Lord? Amen.
Actually, I'm going to say this. You can't even go to Culver's for $14 for one person. We went to Culver's, was it 15?
It was $55. That was like $40-some.
So
we found out we got to split this meal.
Right. So the next time we order it, we're not too ashamed to say, you know what? We'll get one extra piece.
Right.
And we'll just split it.
You're talking about a hack. We found a hack. Okay, we'll get the fish dinner, and then we're going to get an extra piece and then add a drink. And there you go. We split it in half.
That's $25.
There we go.
We're at that age where, one, we don't eat a lot, even though this is not our normal show. So, you know, we didn't do our sponsor. But it's still good to have content that we can share with you. I woke up this morning, I think it was like 3, 4, maybe 5 in the morning. I went to Spotify and I pulled it up and listened to it.
Yes.
And so I'm just
one of the things before we go back into the last compilation, hopefully, or maybe the last two. I was on social and somebody posted, what if you were in a ride share and the driver was playing hardcore religious music?
Like Striper.
And so I was like,
I would.
What does that mean, hardcore? I mean, and that's the first thing I thought. Now, everybody else probably went on the tangent about, well, you know, whatever reasoning they would have gave, if it's okay or not. But my thought was, what is really hardcore religious music? Anything inspirational, anything that's uplifting, it's just music that we're presenting to the Lord in love. So hardcore religious music, I don't get it. I get like, you know, hardcore rap. I can get hardcore rock or whatever. Maybe it's the tone and the sound. And I guess nobody actually brought it up. So I was just trying to figure out, what did they mean by hardcore religious music?
let me see. No, I won't do it. I can pull up some music that we've done.
So you're saying hardcore will be considered to be...
Striper.
Something in the tone of the music itself.
Hardcore... It's no different than Gospel Gangstas, who is a hardcore Christian rap. Striper is the hardcore rock. It's a huge...
I was wondering, because I'm trying to figure out what he meant, because I knew who posted it, and I'm thinking...
Striper recently did a video. They actually, Striper is up there in age. They actually just did a collaboration with someone. I can't remember who they did it with, but it was recent. And I think we aired a video on BTV and Cashmere.
Yeah. Sharon, I don't think we actually have a link, but if we get a link, I'll put it in the post. I'm assuming her link is talking about the compilation.
Oh, iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
iTunes. Sharon's easy. We can just get on our phone right here and text it to you. Since, you know.
We ain't getting everybody on phone number half.
No, I don't know. I mean, if I know, you know, for the family who want to get it, you know, I'm like, hey, okay.
Yeah. But with our music, as I say, it's nine gifts. Nine gifts is a spiritual awakening or a spiritual fantasy drama movie. And it's has a lot of allegory in it. It has a lot of I like sci-fi. I like the spiritual realm. I like moving. And so that's kind of what it is. He moves in the spiritual realm. So hence, that's reason why we stated nine gifts. He incorporates the nine gifts of the spirit. How are you going to say that? Well, it's a movie. So it is fictional. And when I wrote it, sometimes what happens is we find ourselves listening to other people. And so when I write it, sometimes I don't think it's that then I start questioning what I've written, because again, we start listening to other people, especially you start sharing with people. And so that's the reason why we kind of really maybe sat on it. But as this time is, this is time and season, this is an hour. Look, we cannot sit on our gifts anymore. I mean, you know, how old can we be before we decided to go out and move, do something? So we have to start and incorporating what God created us to do. And this point in time is to bring forth entertainment. And again, it's for everyone. It's not just for adults. Okay. So there's nothing in the movie or anything in our soundtrack that is going to, you trying to cover your child's ear, you know?
You don't have the explicit lyrics on there.
No, I
know some gospel artists, they put that on there. And I'm like, why would you do it? And it's nothing in there. It's just, they're like, well, some people may think it's explicit. What, Jesus?
Right. And some people, and that's kind of it. Nicole, because Jesus goes hard, right? We go hard for Jesus. Right. That's reasons. I mean, nowadays, but no. So it's nothing, you know, pertaining to anything that would cause anything that you want to cover your children's ear about. But
But you know what? I'm curious, in these last few moments we have, those who are on the live, because also on Cashmere TV, you missed the live. We announced it last week on Cashmere that we were going live today. So those on Cashmere, you're catching a replay, of course. What is your favorite song? Now, those on Cashmere, you can go ahead to the Garrison House Podcast Facebook page, or you can go to the Beacon 333 Networks X, and you can leave a comment there, or you can go to our TikTok.
You can go to our
new TikTok page for is it for Garrison House? Yeah,
Garrison House
is on. Yeah, we are now on TikTok.
On the TikTok,
so you can find us there. You can just leave us. I'm curious, and even on there we have shorts of some of the songs. But I'm looking at the comments. The ones that we played so far. Let's start with Born to Praise. We did nine, the R&B version. Actually, we did the soul version. We did Solomon's Heart. We did a little bit of Psalms 27. We did Love Needed. We did Miracles. We did Double Grace, Kingdom Family. We did We're Still Standing. Did we do More Than Conquerors?
No.
We didn't do More Than Conquerors.
Yeah, so go and let us know which one did you enjoy. Even if you had to replay it back and you want to leave the comment later.
We're curious.
Just let us know which one you enjoyed and which one you like.
Yeah, this is a really, like I said, I've been listening to these songs now for almost over a month. I've been jamming, going down the road, blasting them. So I've been playing them, and I'm glad now that I'm not the only one who can play them.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, let's go and do, we're going to show you the title song. We're going to actually play it through the whole thing. The title song.
Again, we already played it, I thought.
No, we didn't play it all the way through.
Oh, we did.
No, we stopped.
Now I got to find it. here is different than the album. Put us up high.
Or down low.
Something like that. But here it is, 9.
Images going through my head. Voices bearing in my ears. Whispers floating in the night. Shadows dancing love inside.
Try to escape the thoughts of you, loving the body of you. Anticipating the coming of you, not knowing the spirit of you. I could never believe that you have chosen me. I
could never understand. You entrusted my representing. Now I give. Blessed with grace, blessed with love. Nine gifts from above.
Accepted by grace, fire. Precious God, one, destined for new beginnings, and eight, blessings never done, knowledge of man, six, wisdom of Trinity, three, start to the end of completion, seven, victory we see, blessed with gifts,
nine, gifts, endlessly, oh.
We don't want to play that one.
All right. So, yeah, there we go. That's our title track, Nine Gifts. And so, yeah.
Yep. And I was telling her before I ran, looked at it, and see, she said, we're running out of time. But, oh, who thinks we should do a CD? Now, I think I am going to probably spin off a couple discs, audio discs. You know, I'm working on getting everything together for that. I'm going to have to turn on our duplicator. I hope it still works. It hasn't been turned on.
Well, like I mean, if you want a CD, we'll just have
figure
it out, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll see what Amazon will do. Amazon might be able to fulfill that. So I'll do some research for you all for those say, well, I really want a CD. So I'll see what Amazon can do because we are on Amazon. So we will see if they can fulfill that for us.
Yes. So we are just so excited, and just to see this in fruition, and to see how sometimes it wasn't time 20 years ago, of course, but it's time now, and to be able to do this. I mean, it was like we heard it. They told somebody told us about it. Somebody said, you know, you may want to try this, and we took that ball. And we went with it. And that's the thing. You have to grab that ball, and you have to go with it. And if you don't take it, if you don't try to push your way through it, then it's just the ball that's laying on the ground, and nothing's gonna be done.
You're just wasting. You know, today there's no excuses to to do anything to grow. There's too much out there to help you make your dream a reality. There's going to be naysayers. There's going to be people that's going to say, you can't do that. No, you can. Don't be afraid of the new technology. We know a lot of people are talking about the new tech being a Terminator situation, but you can do it. Technology is going to be either you use it or it will be used for bad.
It's a funny anecdote. I hear you talking about Terminator, the machines are going to take over. I was watching this this drama series, and I guess a guy supposedly it's not funny, but they were in an EV, and the EV went haywire on them. And so the car ended up becoming Knight Rider, but the other car that was killing people back in the 90s.
I forgot about that.
But anyway,
let me check the server.
But anyway, however, it takes this, and it takes time. And sometimes, again, we were really ahead of our time. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that I've suggested years ago.
Digital signs.
Right. I said, hey, Darnell, is there a way to, we should be able to do a digital sign and make it as if it was a TV or like somebody's watching us, you know, instead of just billboards, a digital sign. And that was like
looking at it. We were talking about 1990.
Right. And there was no technology at the time for it. We actually had
idea for YouTube.
Was that right? We were Tube Vision or something like that. Well, hey, we may still even try to do that.
Yeah, TubeVision.
Rayma Space. Right. So
we just got a credit card offer for Rayma.
So we actually had all this. So the thoughts are we were there, but it was just the technology wasn't there at the time when we were thinking about it. Who thought you needed servers and things like that? And now, even with him, with Cashmere TV, is now, if you didn't know, in the beginning of the thing, he had Beacon, and Cashmere TV was his baby that he birthed out himself. We only got a few more seconds to go.
Literally, I'm reading your text, Marshall. That's a great idea.
And so we appreciate you. Please go over and help support iTunes and go ahead and just Spotify and just support us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Darnell.
Angela.
And this is Garrison House. See you next week.
Special.